Emergency. Yvoil the Holm of the Gomorrah and Sadi Hey Umbeis, right after the Mishnah, four lines on the bottom. Yvoil the Nizonis Tanan or Hanizonis Tanan. Okay. So Nizonis Tanan, we can't say Galil, the Lasag del Yoivilo. The Mahani Zonasanan, Kianchi Yehuda. The boy, Lo Yoivilo. Okay? So there was a difference of how they set up the Kasuba with Yanachi Galil and Yehuda. So, Hani Zonas means in a situation where she is Nizonas, which means sometimes yes and sometimes no. Nizernus means that is a halacha that she has to be Nizernus. So, in Galil, the language that they wrote in the Ksuba was Atayasus Vibesi, Umisan Minachase, Hoyame Megar Argum Lisayach Vibesi. And that's the way we have it. That Yehuda add a kenach of that the Achir to Yershim Litan Lichal Kibasayach means the Yershim have an option of paying the Ksuva and no longer having to give her Mazernus. That the mother loses her rights to Mazernus, excuse me, Mazonos, once she asks for her Ksuva, that everybody agrees to. The question is, do the Yershim from their end have a right to force the Ksuva upon her and thereby relieve himself from the chi of a mazonus? So Anshe Yehuda say yes, and Anshe Galil say no. It's all totally in her, in her purview to make the decision whether she wants to ksuba or not. Until then, she gets supported. So how would you understand the Mishnah?
What really is the question here? In the sense that, you know, but I read this, my understanding is, look, there was a practice in place, and you know, different practices, different places, and so l'chori, each one had, you know, the basis for it. Are they questioning whether that, you know, maybe one side is wrong, or just, you know, sort of like, okay, well, you know, which side has sort of the mishnah, but it's not that it would change the halacha, the practice.
Well, no, Tosis learns over here, it's a question. Tosis over here learns that we're grappling with, Mishnah says, Maisi Yedea Shalahen. So, if you understand that like the Anshe Galil, that she can sort of force them, they have no recourse how to not to pay the mazonos. Until she asks for the ksuba, they're forced to pay the mazonos. So you understand the Maisi Daim go to them as a compensation for that, because the Mor says because of an Evo that they're going to have to her. Right? But if, according to Anshe Yehuda, they have a recourse. So maybe the Loch of Maisi Daim Shalahen doesn't apply according to Anshe Yehuda. So that's the more has a sword to say that the Karnatchi Yehuda, the really should be no need. If you don't like giving him a Mazonos, it's fine. It's compared to Kazuba. Right? So maybe Chazal were never Masak and Maisi Daim Shalahem Karnatchi Yehuda. So then that's the Shalah Hadal in the Mishnah. Is saying only one in his Zonis, and that's when Maisi Daim Shalahem. Or even Amon Hani Zonis and still Maisi Daim Shalahem. Okay. It's about in Tosis Nizonis Tanan. Toshma. So Amar Bezer Amar Shmuel Matzias Amana LaAtzma. That so Yamar Bishlam Hani Zonis Tanan. Sharper that the Stam Misha is saying, we have Misha saying Hani Zonis, which means we're going like Anshe Yehuda. I mean, that's how the Tana set it up, and so that's why so she's not truly forcing them to pay to support her. So Chazar Masakin that the Maisi Dayim go to them, but the Metzias already don't. So, which means that they're forced to, that we're going like Anshe Galil, that we're forced, that they're forced to support. So they have a kabal, mabal mitzias isha labala, hachanami mitzias isha liyarshim. Okay, so logic would have been the same way they were misakin the Maisi Yadayim. Just like by the Baal, they weren't only misakin the Maisi Yadayim, they're also misakin mitzias. So why not by the Yarshim as well? Says, we're going like the Mandamer, like the Anshe Galil. Time of my Amar Rabbanan, so it's a question. So why don't the Metzias of the Isha go to the Yarshim? So time in my Amar Rabbanan Netzias Isha Lebala Lo Tel Hevi Lo Eva. So Hani Te Hevi Lo Hu Eva. So the relationship with the husband and the wife, we're concerned about the Eva. Over here, so there will be Eva. It's not that's not the end of the world. So she's getting the Mizonos, and therefore connect the Mizonos to give Maisi Adayim, but then on top of that, they should get the cherry on top. They won't get the cherry on top. They won't get the Mitzias. So they're gonna, yes, they might be very upset. They're supporting her, and she finds this Mitzia worth a large amount of money, and she gets to keep it. Okay, so they won't be so happy. We're not concerned about that. But by the Baal, that would be something which we're concerned about. Okay. Zok Rashi, Anshe Galil, first Rashi in the morning, Tzadikim Beis, Hoyikosin, they would write at Tehayosus Bebesi, Umisanam in Nechose, Kol Yemei Megar Armelosayach Bebesi. So the husband is Machayev himself to the wife that she has a right to stay in his home and get Mizonis from his property. So the Shebud on the right to Mizonis is there based in the Ksuba that the husband wrote to the wife. Kanshe Yehuda, Yekosin Anshe Yirtzah Yarshim Litin Lich Ksuba Sayach. This Hiskaivis only continues until the Yarshim decide to pay the Ksuba. Lefikach Im Rotzah Yarshim Litin Lich Ksuba Asa. Upachin Asa. If the Yarshim want, they're not happy about it, so fine, pay the Ksuba. So then Hanizan Asanan means one who is, which means Hakiktani Amana Hani Zonis Minasi Yisaimim Maisi Yedea Shalhem calls the man Shem Raisim Lazern. As long as they want to support her, they have a right to get her Maisi Yedea. See, Rabbi Shlomo Hani Zonis Tanan B'Sasim Lontana Kanshe Yehuda. So we have that. Now we have the Mishnah going Kanshe Yehuda. So Shapri Ikalukme Lahodu Shmuel B'Shein Hani Zonis. So we'll say, the Metzias Amana La'atzma is when she's not getting supported. Al Yamret Nizonis Sinan, Nisantum Lankanshi Galil, Velek Amana Shena Nizonis, all Amanas are being Nizonis, so my Metzias La'atzma, so why would she get the Metzias that she have a Yarshim Kabal, let the Yarshim be like the Baal? Mar says no. To have the Eva, we're not worried about the Eva. Al Karkam Zanim Oisa. Yes, they were Mekayev them to give the Mizonis, and that was a yeshiva that their father made to her, and that's the way it's going to be. Al Ma'asi Yedash Shetiknu LaBaal Atachas Mizonis Habi LiYershim. So yes, the same way by the husband that the Maisi Dayim and the Mizonis were tied together. So that they're not worse than that. They have right, so they get right to the Maisi Dayim. But the fact that there are going to be side things which he's going to take advantage of, we have no reason to be dafkim misakin that those should go to the Yorshim to protect the shalom of the relationship. Okay. Omar of Yosef Berchanina, Kamalacha Shaisha Oysa Labala, Amana Oysa Yoshim, So the intimate chiyah of malachas that the woman does to the husband don't pass on to the children, but that what she had in the mitzvah over there, that she would do the grinding and the baking and those type of things. So those, that's part of the chiyah of the ma'is yadayim of the isha, which the husband has the right to get that. So the yorshim also have that right. Okay. Amr b'shul ben Levi, kamalacha sho'evet oysa l'rabboi, talmud oysa l'rabboi, putz me'ataras ha'minu. So talmud is supposed to be Meshamash, his Rebbe. So we give him the same set of responsibilities as an Eved does for his master. With the exception of untying the Rebbe's shoes. That's a clearly a lowly job. That we don't do that. Amarava Lamor Elabakam Shemakiranasa lesson, but no Talmud could do that as well. It's not because it's lowly, it's because that's something which people would normally only associate with an Eved. We don't want people being questioned that he's an Eved. So if they know who he is, if people are not going to make that mistake, so that the Talmud could do that as well.
Well, but then I'm confused by this, because I say that they're not mocked here, him, but they know generally that Talmidim do this for Rebbe. So then you're thinking, well, gee, either he's Eved or he's Talmud.
That itself is a problem. We don't want any type of stain on the perception of who he is. Right. So Amar Vashi, Mumakam Shay Makir Sunami, Lamur El Deloy Monach Tfilin. Our Monach Tfilin less than Bob Ebbez Nachaib and Mrs. Tfilin. So if the Talmud is wearing Tfilin, so then when people see him wearing Tfilin doing this, they just say he's not an Abbot. It's a Talmud. It's a Talmud doing it for his Rebbe.
The Abbot could wear Talmud.
It's mashma not that they didn't allow it, because then we had back the end of the second parak. Do we assume in the case of where an Eved was wearing tefillin in front of his Rebbe that's the sign they went in the chayrus? Master, yeah. If they rob it. Who is that? She needs to tell him if they rob it. Loyal to the chayrus, but it means we don't say it's a raya that he freed him, but it sounds like that was in general they discouraged it, that the fact that he was wearing the tefillin was indicative of the fact that he was being dealt with as a ben korban, not to the point that you could prove it or not, but I'm saying that's just something that wasn't, they didn't do it.
Yeah,
it's Rashi here says they could, but that was not the derech. Okay. Right. So Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kolamenei Tamidoi Milasham Shoy, Chesed. So that the Rebbe should not prevent the Talmud from being Meshamish. Shemar Lamas Mireyu Chosid. So the person who takes himself away from Reyu, he's taking away from that person Chesed. It's a miler for the Talmud to be mishamish the Rebbe. That allows him to get the relationship, which allows him to learn from the Rebbe. And by refusing that, so he's taking away from the Talmud. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer Af Perik Mimeno Yiras Shemayim. Shenemar bar Yiras Shaka Yazev. The pasuk continues and says that by doing that to the Talmud, you're limiting or diminishing his year of Shemayim. By my rebellion, they were very, very uncomfortable, or to the point that they would refuse something in Mishamash. I guess they held we weren't Talmidim. There was a Maisa once. Rashid was standing in the coat room, was putting on his coat, and he had tremors, so was putting on his coat was difficult for him. So Bacher went to help him. So later on in his life, really got difficult. He had a Bacher. Bacher would help him. But he looks at Bacher and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm helping the Rashid on with his coat." Like, you know, like, well, what's we supposed to say? You know, the poor guy, like, it's not what he expected. So she said, "Why?" He says, "It's a mitzvah." Like, what's the right answer? Like, you know, she says, "Yes, what mitzvah?" So helping a Talmid Chacham. You hold him a Talmid Chacham? Yes. She says, "I want the mitzvah." Puts the coat on and he walks out. Like, poor kid. He just wanted to help. You know, like that. Like. That was the attitude. Okay. Omer Belozer. That Amon Shatopsa Metalta Mimazun Hesea, Mashatopsa Topsa, the Hirishir Shibud, for getting mazonis on the property of the assignment is only on karkum. But if she was tovis metaltlin for the purpose of mazonis, masha topsa topsa, whatever she took, and Bezdin will not force her to give it back. Tanya mihachi, amon she topsa metaltlin in mazon hasel, masha topsa topsa. Chen kiyosu rabdimi amr, ma'isa bekalosu shol Rabbi Shabsi, she topsa diskia malaya mos. They took a bag with coins in it. The Bezdin could not force her to return it. This is discussing from Mazonis. We saw from all the places that the chi of ksuva is on the karka. So she would be toifis metaltalin. So Bezin has the power to take that away from her and give it back to the yisaimim, to the yorshim, and give her karka. Well, it wouldn't make a difference. The child over here is that they're arguing over here. She has no right to any coins. Period. So, well, case for mazonis. You mean what would happen if later on there'd be? Can the sermon argue that we want her to at least clarify how much she's taken? Probably. I'm not sure. Probably we go to the regular klolim of Tayin Menitin, I would assume. Probably go to the regular rules of Tayin Menitin. the Maisa and the Yisem Hamadin of the Muchsuk and the Karka. So she's coming later on. So she's coming after 4 months. I say, I need more Mazonis. They'll say, no, you don't. Go use your money. So I didn't get enough money. There wasn't that much money. So yes, it was. So they're the Muchsuk. It would probably be the regular rules of a Muchsuk. Okay. The Mor says, Maskal Marba Ravashi. So Ravashi asked over here to Ravina. Maishal Luxuba the Mikakoi Balum Metaltali. Mazenis Nami mean Mikakoi Balum Metaltali. I don't understand. The Ikrik Shiva that she has by both the Ksuba and the Mazenis is only in Karka. So why are you allowing her to proceed by one, not by the other? So Ella, the Mazoni, my the Tavsa Tavsa, so Hachinami, the Ksuba. If even though the Hershibit is on Karka, we're saying, by Mazonis, we're saying that once she's Typhus, something from the Baal, the Tvisa works, and she uses that to collect the ksu, to pay for the Mazonis, so similarly that should work for the Ksuba as well. Once she was Typhus, that form of payment for her Ksuba, she has it. Okay. Okay, let's see Rashi. Kamalachis, the first Rashi in the newer lines. Hashem Parakap P Tochedis for Oifel, she has all the things she has to do, whether she has to make the bread, she has to make a certain amount of thread. All those things that the chiyuv, which is the same way she has the chiyuv to do that for the husband, she has the chiyuv to do that for the yorshim. Chutz mizikas hakoyis, she malachas hamakar v'schiba v'hergal dover, that these are malachas that are intimate, and the purpose of them was to create an emotional connection. Kirmina nami b'hal masechta she nida oisin or son lebal, and that's why Nida doesn't do it for her husband. So we do not require that she should do those for the yorshim. And Eved does for his Rebbe, Talmud does for his Rebbe, Chutz Mitaras Minol, Sharoya Omer Eved Kanani, who people, we're not Machai of him to put himself in a situation where people will perceive him as an Eved Kanani. Maltil Nesambo, Shane Derech Abadim, on Yat Tfilin. So if he's doing it while he's wearing Tfilin, so people are not going to make the mistake and think he's an Eved because the Abadim don't wear Tfilin. So a person who refrains, refuses from his friends to receive is taking away chesed from him. Hamamis atzma mireyu, a person who withdraws from his reya, is memis mimenu chasadim, is taking away opportunities of chesed for that person. Some derive this drush of the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan from the end of the beginning of the pasuk. Midaksiv leelmine, it says earlier in the pasuk, v'sushia nitka mimeni, that he's saying that wisdom or counsel has been pushed away from me. I'm lacking in understanding because somebody withheld from me the opportunity to give him chesed. Much a tafsa. Well, the Mekinim not. We don't take it away from her. Valvagav the Peskinin Hilchasa Perak Mitzias Oisha Mimikarkoi. That the ksuba is collected from Karka, not from Metaltalin. But Hovatopsa, but if she has taken possession, the Baal is the Baal's property. She had a shibud on it to be supported. She's getting her support, and that's it. Niske a sakshel or shakarin tashino. So it's a leather bag. Yeah. Something more. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Naftali, the Ravina. Hachir minin mishmei the Rav. Kamasech. I'm sorry. That goes back to the piece before. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Naftali Ravina. Hachir minin mishmei the Rav. Kamasech. So that, not like Mar Rav Ashi, which said that Tzuva and Mezonos are the same. But rather, Rava said that there's a difference between Mezonos and Ksuba. Fine. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishmei the Rav Yossi ben Zimra. So Rav Yochanan said the name of Rav Zimra. Amana Shashos Shtayim Shaloshanim Balatav Mezonos. If the Mezonos, if she went through a period of time where she made no request from Mezonos, that's assumed as an indication that she's been marked her right to Mezonos, and later on she's changing her mind. Well, it's too late, she already was Moichel, she's Moichel. So Moir says, okay, just to clarify this din, it says 2 and 3. So how much is it? Hashashtayim ibda sholosh miboy. If after 2 years of not making the claim, we assume that there's indication of mechila, so then why do you mention 3? So Moir answers, like Kasha, kan baniya, kan bashira. So by an aniya who went by 2 years and didn't ask for mezonos, we know she has a strong need for it. Must be she was Merkel the Mazonis. But Ashira, so she could wait longer. But 3 years that went by, even by Ashira, we assume that she's a Merkel. Inami Kanriputsa, Kanbitsnua. A woman who's comfortable going to bed and make asserting her claim. A woman who's less comfortable. So a woman who's comfortable and doesn't go to Bezin to assert her claim after 3 years, you know, she's very comfortable doing other things, going to other people, going. She's outgoing. And she didn't ask for anything. So she's a moichel. A woman who's more timid or more tsunua and will not go to Bezin for things. So the fact that she's quiet for 2 years just means she hasn't gotten up the gumption yet to go to Bezin. Okay. Amar Rava, Lo Amaran Elo Lamafreya, Amalabo Yeshlo. Okay. So that it's not a mechila to the point that she no longer has a right to get Mezonos. It just means she cannot add. If the mana lays out the money for her Mezonos, and then comes after the fact of having had her Mezonos and said, listen, I laid out the money, which I really was a shibud I supposed to get from you. So I want you to reimburse me for that which I laid out. So she has a right to do that. But if she waited a period of time and didn't ask for it, we said that she was Merkel the rights for that period of time. So she cannot get reimbursed for her expenditure that she laid out the money for the Mezonos. But it's not a mechila on the future that she no longer has a right to ask for her Mezonos. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Ashira, a more wealthy Amana, she's able to wait. Even if she didn't ask for it, it's not considered mechila until 3 years have passed. But a woman who's impoverished and she needs it, And she didn't ask, I mean, loy tavatan. She didn't ask her, it must be mechalten. She's mechalten. Shnua is boy shalom on the bezdin. She's uncomfortable going to bezdin. Hechel b'shtei shonim, lav mechilahi. 2 years does not act as a mechila. We just say she didn't get up to she hadn't decided to force herself to go against the way she said shnua to bezdin to ask. Elma freya, isn't she shonim sh'avdu, sh'avru, Ibda, those 2 years that have passed, she's lost. She doesn't lose the right to ask for mezunos in the future.